time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at any of Wideline's showrooms. Parramatta, Tuggerah, Broadmeadow, Rosebery and Port Macquarie.
Well, I had a good victory on the weekend, the GWS Giants, a 49-point win over Richmond, and one of the stars has joined us on the line this morning, Tim Tirano from the GWS Giants. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, going very well, mate. More importantly, how are you guys? And I reckon your coach would have been happy with the response that he got after that loss to West Coast Eagles last week.
Yeah, he was. We were pretty disappointed last week. We didn't execute the way we wanted to, and we came out this weekend and had a good grind for a few quarters as Richmond, but were able to come out on top, which is really good.
Yeah, it was a strong performance, because in the first quarter it was even, but then you sort of kicked away in the second and third. You found your rhythm. And I was just saying before, I reckon the Giants, when you find your rhythm and get consistency in your performance, you can beat anyone in this competition.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we had a really good preseason this year, which we probably hadn't had for the past couple of years. So we really backed our running ability and our legs to run teams off their legs, which showed on the weekend. So you're very right. We need to stay consistent, healthy, and you know we believe we can beat anyone when we do that.
Yeah, what was the most pleasing thing to come out of the game against Richmond? Because it was dominant in the end, 49-point win, and Richmond, I know they've got a couple of injury concerns, but they're still a very, very good team. What was the positive the coach took out of it, and you as a player, you think, yeah, we did that really well?
I think because they came at us a few times, and we just stood up to them every time they kicked a couple goals, or you know they got a run on a little bit. We managed to kick it back and kick a few back on them, and in the end, we just ran away with it, which is really pleasing. As well, I think we got through the game pretty healthily as well. And I think just the manner in which we moved the ball, we're really, really selfless with our ball movement and got everyone involved. And it was just a really good all-round team performance.
Well, I think we can officially call him a pest, but he'd love to be known as a pest. He's an A-grade pest. He did a great job of being a pest on the weekend. I'm talking about your teammate, Tim, in Matt DeBoer. The job he did on Dustin Martin... he annoyed the hell out of him, and that's his job. It worked. It worked. It was a good effort.
Yeah, it was. He's taken that rolling really nicely this season, and we knew we didn't want Dusty to get rolling, so Dutchie went to him at the door and probably got under his skin a little bit, but I think everything he did was very fair, and he ended up playing a really good game himself in the end, so... He was instrumental in the win on the weekend.
Yeah, well, he was frustrated, Dusty. He did a couple of things there that might find himself in some trouble when the match review come out with their charges later in the week.
But he'd just be saying he gave as good as he got, wouldn't he?
Oh, I'm not quite sure.
How's that work, Tim? I mean, we're more probably au fait with the world of rugby league maybe than AFL.
Oh, I'm not really sure. It's not really one for me to comment on about him. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, well, we'll see later today when the charges come out.
But so you think he'll be charged?
Oh, I think he'll be charged, yeah. Yeah, I think they'll come up with something.
Bringing the game into disrepute.
Not a good look for the sport, something like that. But
unsportsmanlike behaviour.
Exactly. I'll tell you, someone that did get back into form was Jeremy Cameron. 7-5, 30 possessions. That's a good afternoon out.
Yeah, one of the all-time games. You know, he started the season really, really well. You know, once he gets going, he's really hard to stop. So it's pleasing to see him start the season so well, and hopefully he can take it on into Geelong this week.
Shane Mumford, how did he go on the weekend, being back in the GWS colours?
Yeah, it's good to have him around. Yeah. He's just such a good presence on the ground. You know, once he hits that tap down and then the ball's on the ground, he's just like another midfielder. His physicality and his presence. So it was really good to have him back out there. And I think he'll only get better as the season goes on.
Geez, what about Geelong? We were just chatting about them too in the lead up, mate. They're 3 from 3. They're one of 3 undefeated sides. Brisbane's been the real big surprise packets, aren't they? They were quite incredible. They are also 3 from 3. But Geelong, I guess you're going to find exactly where you're going to be at as far as a measuring stick when you come up against Geelong.
Yeah, you're right. You know, they're cherry ripe at the moment. They're absolutely flying. So it'll be a good test for us, a really good challenge to go down there and give it a red hot crack. But we've got all the boys, we can get it done.
Yeah, obviously you wouldn't have done a lot of homework on Geelong at the moment, but have you seen much of them play in their opening 3 weeks of the competition? And has their style or structure changed at all?
I can't say personally yet. Probably find out more tomorrow once we do some meetings on them. But yeah, there's no doubt they're all probably on top of their game, and you know their mids are playing really well and they're gelling really nicely. So we're going to have to do something if we want to break that up.
And Tim, for all the GWS fans listening and watching, Callum Ward and Toby Green, do you think they might be back for the Geelong clash?
Yeah, I think they're on target. If they get through this week nicely, I think they should be fine this week. But I guess we'll have to wait and see if they get through main training.
Fantastic. Good on you, mate. Well, terrific win. Well, it was always going to be hard going over to West Coast because they were unfurling the flag. It was their first home game.
Off a loss.
They got belted in round one and all that. But you bounce back beautifully come the weekend and keep it going against Geelong this weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys.
No, thank you, Tim Taranto, joining us from GWS. Jeremy Cameron, kicking 7 in form. If Callum Ward comes back, Toby Green comes back, yeah. Mumford's back.
John Patton hasn't played.
Johnny Patton. I don't think he's due back this week.
No, but they've got the talent. I know they keep losing players, but this team, they've got plenty of talent if they can get it right and be consistent with their football.